I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. One of Rhode Island's great virtues is its remarkably rich mix of cultures, ethnic groups, and religions. Since Roger Williams' famed arrival in 1636, Rhode Island has served as home for generations of immigrants and refugees from every one of the world's continents. The world Roger Williams imagined embraced true tolerance, and in many ways, our ocean state has lived up to this noteworthy virtue. Alas, there are exceptions. Exceptions that test the depth of Rhode Islanders' belief in Roger Williams' ideals. A challenge with echoes in this week's essay by Padma Venkatraman.
One spring afternoon, as my daughter and I walked to our public library, a young man sped past in a truck. He yelled a racial slur and added, "Go home!" Luckily, my 8-year-old didn't hear his words. But she isn't a stranger to hate. At 5 years old, she'd already been bullied because of the color of her skin by children her age in our home state of Rhode Island. I was saddened, not surprised. I've experienced racism and prejudice several times across our nation. Whenever this happens, I admit a part of me feels angry. However, each incident also affirms my decision to give up my oceanography career and, instead, write multicultural novels for young adults and speak about the importance of exposing young people to diverse books. Books set in other countries, as well as books featuring characters who aren't straight, white, male, non-disabled, free-born American citizens. Several people think novels for children and young adults aren't true literature. Authors who write predominantly for older adults often consider writers like me unworthy of equal recognition. To many, I'm not a real author. Just as to some, I'm not a real American. I disagree. As an immigrant, I'm just as American, if not more, than anyone who was born here, because of all that I had to give up and undergo to become a citizen. And books for young people are immensely important, perhaps more important than the books we read as grown-ups, because they increase our empathy at an early age and encourage us to become compassionate adults. When we read powerful books with diverse characters and multicultural and international settings, we experience other worlds and other lives. Our bodies and souls are consumed. We enter the hearts and minds of characters. We see, feel, and breathe with them. I believe that if, in our impressionable years, we read widely enough to immerse ourselves in characters who seem different from us, we will grow to appreciate and understand the similarities that unite us as human beings. I believe that any child who has identified with a non-white hero or heroine in a story would never feel the need to hurl curses at a mother and child walking hand in hand with golden sunshine spilling across their brown shoulders.
Padma Venkatraman, an oceanographer by training, is author of a number of books focused especially on young readers. She lives with her family in Narragansett. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.